It's our final Coaches Insight programs here this week on CARE Radio. It's first week of the playoffs here in high school football. Atchison County football coach Cody Tettmeyer joining us here one final time. Brought to you by L&L Construction, Taco John's, and Exchange Bank. They go to Eureka on Thursday night to open up the postseason in the 2A classification. But, Coach, real quick, regular season finale last week at 2A number 2, Nemaha Central. Thunder get the win 61-0. I know it's not the way you want to go into the postseason, but how do you dissect and what do you take away from the game last week against NC?
They're really, really good. Their quarterback's an absolute stud. Plus the foul, and kind of going over that. I mean, even in the game, we felt like we had kids in the right spots, and they were, you know, we did a lot of good things. I mean, they're just, you know, credit to that quarterback. That high kid is just a stud. We had kids in the right spot to make a tackle, and he just ran through the tackle. So, we were excited to see that at least we took a step, and we were going to the right spot. And we failed to rally to the ball as much as we thought. We thought maybe our teammate was going to make the tackle, and against a kid like that, you got to have two or three kids every time.
Well, it's hard to believe we're at the end of the regular season. We got the playoffs starting this week, and we'll get to that matchup in a minute with Eureka, but. You know, you guys start the season first half 3-1 in league play. The only loss in that span to Riverside, and then when you get kind of to that second half of the season, you see multiple Big East League opponents, including Nemaha Central, as we mentioned. So a 3-1 start, but an 0-4 finish. So 3-5 here in 8 regular season games. How do you just kind of assess the 2025 regular season as a whole?
You know, we started kind of like we expected. We kind of felt like we should have got Riverside. We didn't play particularly well. You know, that game was a 7-7 game going into the fourth quarter, and then we just kind of had a couple mistakes that led to a loss. And, we knew in the back half our schedule was going to be absolutely stacked, obviously with the biggest teams, and then you throw in, you know, Jeff West there as well, who's pretty solid, out of district game that is. We knew it was going to be tough. We knew it was going to be a long road ahead, but, you know, we battled and we fought, and, you know, obviously, it stinks that we didn't get any, you know, lesser opponents than what we did in the last part of the season. But, you got to play good teams to be good. And, you know, I guarantee Eureka has not seen the teams like Sabetha, Nemaha Central, Riverside, Jeff West. You know, they haven't faced those opponents. So I guarantee we've gone against better competition. And, you know, we're a little upset with our record, but, you know, we've stuck together really well. And, you know, it's been a pretty good season.
Well, let's talk about maybe a chance for you to highlight a few players here that might have played well for you or did play well for you here in the regular season, whether it's offense, defense, if it's an underclassman who played well. Give us a few players that you liked, you know, maybe coming into the season, maybe not expectations for certain players, but maybe they exceeded your preseason expectations. Just a chance here to highlight a few players. What'd you like? What'd you see from a few guys on your team this season?
All right, well, I'm definitely going to forget and leave somebody out because there's too many to mention. But, start of the year, obviously, Bonneroff is Max. You know, we knew what we had in him coming in, and he's been our heart and soul. He's been our leader all through, I mean, really for the past two, maybe even 2.5 seasons. So can't say enough about him. Rance Messer is another one that's really stepped up this year and taken on a leadership role. He's had the ball in his hands a lot. He stepped in at quarterback last week for any time Cody went down. Cody's another one that, you know, Cody Falk is start of the year. We were hoping he took that next step, and really at the beginning of the year when he was healthy, he really did. You know, making good decisions, throwing the ball, dropping down and running when he didn't see anything he liked. And he really took that next step as a junior. Quentin Allison is another one up front that is towards the end of the year started to do a lot of things right. Started to lead the offensive line like we expected him to start the year. And so he's taking a big step. And then you look at underclassmen, and, you know, Riley Kessinger has been a big part of what we're doing. You know, he's just a sophomore playing both ways for us. Jackson Bratton has been a freshman he's come in and got some pretty significant time as a freshman. We've had quite a few guys. Augie Neal is another one that has been hurt all season, another freshman that's been hurt all season. We kind of expected some help from him all season, and he's just now getting back to healthy. So we have a lot of guys. You know, we're pretty even with numbers. You know, seniors, juniors, sophomores, freshmen, but we are a few more freshmen, sophomores than we had. And those kids, you know, we had a JV game. game against Nemaha Central, and it was a hard-fought game, and saw some kids get better and do some good things. And you know, moving forward, we expect some kids to grow up and do some great things next year.
All right, Coach. Well, let's get into the playoff matchup on Thursday night. You guys go to Eureka to open the 2A playoffs. The Tornadoes, a 6-2 record. They are coming off a loss to Reno County Homeschool last week. Their other loss to Cherryvale in week three. You talk about just kind of the opponents that you've seen here in the last month, maybe compared to the Tri-Valley League that they play in, you know, teams like West Franklin, Central Heights, Fredonia, Cherryvale, as we mentioned, and Erie as well. Eureka, you put them on tape. What stands out as you get ready for this playoff matchup on Thursday?
You know, the quarterback's a stud. I don't know a lot about Southern Kansas football, but I compare them a lot to, you know, a Riverside or McClouth or even Oskaloosa. You know, they've got a lot of talent, got a lot of abilities, a couple big guys up front. And the quarterback is a stud. They got a couple running backs that they know what to do with the ball when they get it. I got one receiver out wide that, you know, they like to get the ball to. He's obviously their most common receiver, and he does a good job catching the ball and getting upfield. So they got a lot of athletes, a lot of skills. You know, we're going to get back to our fundamentals. We're going to get back to our game plan and just get after it.
Finally, Coach, give us keys, expectations. What's it going to take to get a win here in the opening round of the playoffs on Thursday?
You know, we talked a lot of you got to be physical, you know, get after it. The quarterback kind of doesn't like when he's under pressure and kind of chases around, gets uncomfortable a little bit. And so we're going to defensively just kind of send more than they can handle and make him uncomfortable. Offensively, we had some success against Nemaha Central moving the ball, and then we've got to limit our bad snaps, our negative plays, and go put the ball in the end zone like we know we're capable of.
There it is. Action County football coach Cody Tettmeyer joining us. The Tigers begin the Class 2A playoffs coming up Thursday night. They go to Eureka in the first round. Again, Atchison County on the road at Eureka on a Thursday night in the 2A postseason play. Coach, can't thank you enough for the time all season long. We really appreciate it. Good luck here on Thursday night and in the playoffs. And we'll talk to you again soon. Thanks again.
You bet. We appreciate all the coverage and what you guys do for the surrounding schools.